Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And we're coming at you live from our farmer's market here at Quail Park in beautiful Visalia, California. And I've got a lot of really interesting requests from a lot of my fans, and they want really some culinary 101. They want sauces. So to understand sauces that go on top of food, we have to first understand what really makes of a sauce. And how we learn these sauces are first to learn mother sauces. Now, what a mother sauce is, and most of my chef friends out there know what a mother sauce is the base for a sauce that you would use to make a whole bunch of different sauces. So I would use a sauce bechamel if I wanted to make an Alfredo sauce. You know, I would use a sauce tomato, whatever you want to call it, to do a really nice pomodoro or like a bolognese sauce to go on top of some pasta or lasagna. So let's get into it. Sauces. My first sauce for you this week is a bechamel sauce. Now, this is the very first sauce you're going to learn how to make whenever you are going to start your culinary journey, or even if you're not a professional cook but just want to be a better cook at home for your family. Bechamel sauce, very simple. What we're going to need first is 3 tablespoons of real butter. Don't use the margarine. That stuff is good, but it doesn't work because that's oil processed. We need real whole butter. We're going to take those 3 tablespoons of whole butter, and we're going to add in equally 3 tablespoons of flour. We're going to mix that all together, and it's going to look very pasty. It's going to look really funny. Now, this is only for 4 people, so I'll be doing this in a small sauce pot. If you're doing this for 100 people, obviously you want to raise this ratio up. But what this is a thickening agent that's actually going to make our bechamel sauce or our cream sauce, however you want to call it, come to life. Now, once we have that mixture in there, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to add in 3 teaspoons of chopped garlic. I love garlic in my bechamel. It's amazing. I'm going to go ahead and add in there 1 tablespoon of shallots. I'm going to go ahead and mix all of that around. And then I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to add some heavy cream. Now, traditionally, you wouldn't use heavy cream for this. You would use milk. But what I've learned with milk, it's easy to scald. Add the heavy cream in there. We're going to add in onion. We're going to add in bay leaf. And we're going to add in 1 piece of clove. And you can stud them all together. It's called the onion piquant. Put that in there. Put it with the milk. You're going to go ahead and bring this up to a nice simmer. Keep stirring constantly so it doesn't burn. And it takes about 25 minutes to have a good bechamel on low heat. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.